Ladies and gentlemen, we have found our special guest. This is John DePietro, and I'd like to welcome you to the Journey to Success, the only show that you'll find anywhere that goes beyond the headlines and into the hearts, minds, and souls of those that are making it big in the world of business today. As I mentioned to you previously, my name is John DePietro, speaking to you live from Boston, Massachusetts, and we have an absolutely special guest. Her name is Desiree Scales, and she is the proprietor, or the proprietress, of Bella Web Design in the greater Atlanta area. Young lady, welcome to a cold, rainy, dreary day in New England.
Oh, you guys are getting the weather that we enjoyed yesterday.
In fact, it was a rainy night in Georgia, eh?
It was, and I've got the upper respiratory infection to prove it, so.
Well, you know, I went on a little bit earlier saying that we knew that you were under physical duress and that may not be able to join us this morning, and I wasn't sure whether I had sent you the right phone numbers or just what, but you know what? That's the technical world that we live in today, and
right.
we're so connected in so many ways, yet when you're not feeling well, no matter what, it's just not going to make things happen in the way that the way that you want them to. But you know what? Tell us about yourself. Tell us about the work that you do, and then we can find out a little bit more.
Well, basically, we specialize in web design and web hosting and search engine submission. We also talk about social media with our clients because it's not just about having a website. It's about having the tools to support the website. And we've been doing this since 1998 here in Georgia.
And hold on a second.
Hold on.
You said 1998.
Yep.
And now it's 2008. So you're like a pioneer with a capital P in this
right.
business, because back then, you know, a website was certainly unheard of, except for the biggest of international corporations. Would you agree with me to that extent?
Yes. And now everybody's on the web. So.
You didn't exactly get into the business and become an instant millionaire, because you had to sell a product that nobody even knew what it was, which gave you a little bit more of a challenge.
Exactly. I had to talk people into getting websites. Even big companies. I mean, I worked with Marriott, and they did J.W. Marriott here in Atlanta, and they were just getting their feet wet with just a small internal website. And, you know, a lot of these larger companies were afraid to put everything out there on the web. Well, look what's happened. Everybody is out there on the web now. Starbucks is even asking people what they can do to improve their business. They're asking their customers. That has been a big mind shift in the way that we're doing business and the way that we're marketing these days. We're getting our customers involved and asking their opinion. That was unheard of.
Interesting. You mentioned Marriott, and I believe that Mr. Bill Marriott himself has a blog and talks about where he is at any specific time and about his various properties, and as well asks for comments from the people that are his guests.
Right, right. So we've seen a big shift in the way that people do business, because there's no hiding anymore. Everything is on the web, and if you are trying to hide, somebody's going to build a website to talk about it.
You know,
I Hate McDonald's website? I mean, there's I Hate Microsoft, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of those kinds of websites have brought to light the problems and issues that some of these big corporations have had.
Hmm. So you had a situation where you're trying to sell a product that nobody knows about, and how did you approach them? I mean, why did you say that you should have a website that you're going to take orders with it? Because this was back before there was any type of e-commerce as we know it today, where most young people do their banking totally online and don't even get written statements.
Right, right. Well, I knew that that's where we were going with this, and you know, why would somebody pay $6,000 a year to have a Yellow Page ad when they can get a great website done for about $1,500, $2,000 and maybe $45 a month instead of paying $6,000 a month or so to, you know, the Yellow Pages or a billboard. Those are very expensive. I mean, there are people that are spending millions of dollars a year on their advertising. Well, they can do that much more inexpensively on the web and have a good solid website that does reach a broader audience than just a billboard or a TV commercial.
Or even and be proactive. Be proactive as well as give feedback, whereas if you have a billboard, the cost of production is many times prohibitive for a small business, and at the same time, you can't change it if something changes in the status of your business until the term of the contract is over of the board. And, you know, everybody knows how much it costs to advertise on television. I just think it's so interesting to see how far we've come in just a short period of time. Now,
right.
About your own business, tell us the type of clients that you cater to, if there's such a thing, but more importantly, tell us what has made you successful, and more importantly than that, tell us about the struggles that you may have gone through on your way to getting to where you're at today.
Okay.
That ought to take us a full 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, three questions there. Oh, well.
In the radio world, it would be like playing the song MacArthur's Park or the song by the Doors. What's that song? Light My Fire. That was
Light
8 minutes
fire,
long.
Light My Fire. Yep.
The DJ could go to lunch. But anyway, I'm
well,
sorry.
You know,
I'm taking your time.
That's okay. And speaking of great songs, I brought this up on a radio show the other day. It's all about John Lennon's Power to the People. The web
has
given all of us power now to make decisions and to lead companies where we think that they should go, believe it or not. And we, as business owners, we need to lead our tribes, and our tribes are believers in what we do, believers in our company, and that's not a new thought. That's from Seth Godin. He wrote a book called Tribes. It's a great book.
Yep.
He's a great marketer. And we are now using the web. My job is to lead my clients and people who are not clients to show them how they can use the web to benefit their company and bring success to their business, to bring eyes. You want to bring eyes to your business and phone calls. The phone has to ring or the contact.
Did you hear the phone just ring a second ago? I know.
Yes.
And you know
well,
what?
Thing.
It was
That's great.
It was 10 seconds before cue, but I have to tell you the story because, you know, when you're doing these teleconferences, the thing you always have to do is turn off your cell phone and all your other phones. Well,
right.
I just did another teleconference an hour and a half ago, and my regular phone, which is a cordless, died right at the end of the event. So I didn't want to take a chance of using that, so I'm on my cell phone now. Hopefully
gotcha.
The quality is okay. And then
yeah.
Hear the other phone ring. Right in
and
the
my
middle
phone
of it.
Rang too, didn't it?
I heard that before. But you know what? That's life. And
yep.
Things are not always going to be studio perfect when you're in your business world. And, you know, hey,
right.
There are times, Desiree, I'm sure that you probably know horror stories of websites that have crashed at a busy time period. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, but you just have to get back up, dust yourself off, and start over again. You were mentioning Seth Godin before, and if memory serves me correctly, you have an excerpt from one of his presentations on your website. Is that correct? Or was it your blog? One of the two, but
yeah,
maybe you want to give that address.
There's a video of his tribes talk on my blog, www.bellawebdesignblog.com, and you can watch the video and hear Seth give his presentation, see him give his presentation online. And he talks about tribes and the whole concept. And my picture is actually on the book jacket of the book inside. I've got two pictures. I've got my picture and my little avatar lady that I use in my emails. And I was able to also, on my website, we're giving away for free, if you sign up for our newsletter, an FAQ.
Brand new car.
Yeah.
Brand new car.
Brand new car. It's a frequently asked questions about tribes, and it just asks even more further questions about leading a tribe, and I also contributed to that. So that I'm giving that away at our website, too. So, but anyway, back to the struggles and, you know, what we went through, really.
Or as they say on TV. And now, ladies and gentlemen, back to our story.
Right, right. There weren't many struggles, thank goodness. I think really the only struggle was trying to talk people into getting a website and then talking people into why they needed to be on the first page of Google or Yahoo.
With the SEO stuff.
Right, with the search engine submission, which is what we do. We get people on the first page. And
why is it important? Why is it important to be on the first page?
Because
how many people? How many sites do people look at before they pick and get out of the search?
The first 10, and the first 10 are the home page. That's the first page of Google or Yahoo. And if you're not there, you're not going to be found. If you're lucky, they may go to the second page, but it's very doubtful. And it's
so third or fourth page, forget it.
Oh yeah, exactly. The other thing is that, you know, Google has sponsored ads at the top and on the right-hand side of the page. I don't know if you realize that, but those people are paying per click to be there.
Yep.
Well, most of us are trained not to look at ads. And most of the Internet users look at the organic listings first, which are the listings in the white area on the left-hand side. Those are the top 10.
As opposed to the blue shaded ones, right?
Right, or
which are usually ads at the top or the bottom, right?
Right. So it's important to find someone who can get you in the organic listings, not just pay-per-click, but I would say organic, you know, trumps pay-per-click. I mean, there's a place for pay-per-click. Obviously, Google wouldn't be collecting $5,000, $10,000 a month from some of these people to be up there. And that's what people are paying. I have several clients, before they met us, they were paying $10,000 a month to be on the top of Google in the pay-per-click.
Just for the person who may not be as technologically advanced as you, could you just kindly give us a 20-second definition of pay-per-click?
Sure. Basically, what you do is you're bidding on keyword terms. Like my best keyword term would be Atlanta web design. Well, I bid $5,000 a month, $10,000, and each time somebody clicks on that link, I pay a dollar. Or more. Hang on, I gotta get a glass of water here.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they say. Please stand by. We are experiencing technical difficulties with the host. I mean, these are live technical difficulties.
Oh,
what live TV was all about back when,
exactly.
when TV used to provide information. Now they just provide opinion and disguise it as information, but that's the topic of another sermon, huh?
That is.
Yeah.
So anyway, people pay per click, and if you run out of clicks, like if I'm paying a dollar a click and 5,000 people have clicked on me in a week, I don't show up for the rest of the month.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, it certainly defines it. And the fact is people do the marketing online now, and it's not just putting your website up and then saying a few prayers and hoping that somebody's going to stumble across it. And the sad thing is, Desiree, I'm sure you'd agree that there are people that think that because they have a website, that's all they need to do. But it's certainly far much more than that. Is that correct?
It is. I mean, if I were, I am a website owner, and, you know, I don't do anything until, I don't actually tell my clients to do anything until I've tried it. That's what I'm trying to say here. Basically, if you have a website, it's a great foundation, but you need more. You need to build on top of the foundation a strong structure. In other words, getting a good blog out there will help you in the search engines because each blog post, and a blog is simply a running commentary on different items or different topics that you're an expert in, and it's more of an informal format.
Stop you for 1 second because I think a lot of people are thinking that the blog is the same as a website. But would you agree with me that in this very short-term definition, but the website is the formal advertisement where the blog is the running opinion that changes daily. And I want to throw in this comment that I just recorded a teleseminar very similar to this recently with a gentleman named Ian Griffin in California that was strictly on blogging. And if people want a copy of that, they can email me john@johndepetro.com. It's spelled DIPIETRO.com, and just put blogging seminar, and I will send them the link at no cost or obligation. And also, Desiree, before we go too much further, tell the people your website, because we've got people listening on this call from all over the world, and some are through your organization, and some are through LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, but put your own site up there so that people can get a hold of you if need be.
Yes, our site is bellawebdesign.com, just like it sounds. bellawebdesign.com, and you've got all our information there, and then you can also link from there to our blog and learn more about us.
If they want to reach you directly by email, what would that address be as well?
It would be Desiree, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, at bellawebdesign.com.
Now, somebody earlier said to me, you do not have the guts to sing the first few bars of that Neil Diamond song live on the Internet. And guess what? They're right, because we'd hear more bleep, bleep, bleep hang-ups and getting off than imaginable. But
well, see, that's the big common myth, is that a lot of people think my name is Desiree, but it's not. It's Desiree. My parents Americanized it.
Yeah, but
so that it would be different.
Right. But it wouldn't fit the song that way, and it wouldn't have fit my little topic there, so we had to call it Desiree.
There you go.
So that's why. That's why. But anyway,
okay.
I've interrupted you so many times that you're going to want to beat me over the head with a phone.
That's all right. So you make it easy, because then I don't have to talk as much, and I won't lose my voice again.
You don't have to tell us in detail, but see, you don't even have to be like dressed up in your business suit for this. That's the other beauty of the capability of doing business online, because there are some people who do not have to deal with the client face to face. They have a shop or something set up where they can sell their product online and either be on vacation for a period of time, but maybe ill for a period of time where they can't, quote unquote, go into the office, but yet their business still functions normally. Is that another advantage?
It is. It's allowed people to work, you know, different hours than you normally would instead of 9 to 5. Some people work well, and let's say I own an e-commerce site, and I sell soap, for instance, online, and we've got a client, soapmarketonline.com, they sell soap, and she fulfills her orders late at night. You know, the orders come in during the day, and she can fulfill them at night and then send them out the next day, and she doesn't have to be there 9 to 5. It's just a different business model.
And pretty soon they'll be able to ship soap online, so that you'd just be able to come to your computer and wipe your hands on the screen and your hands are clean. Is that coming
there
up?
There you go. No, yeah. I doubt that'll happen, but...
Well, they never thought... I mean, look at an event like a GPS. I mean, who'd have thunk that something like that would ever exist even five years ago?
I'm waiting for smell-o-vision, where you can, you know, buy fragrances online and that you can smell them. You know, there will be fragrances that come into the room, and you can smell what they smell like. Someday, that's a very big possibility.
Well, exactly. I mean, when you just look at the technological advancements and the opportunity to do business on a worldwide basis. Not that you want to work 24/7, but your business can be working for you 24/7 if you have the right type of website that is able to conduct e-commerce with a shopping cart and, you know, a PayPal system or accept credit cards. And you hear those stories, and those are real today. They're not just, you know, make-believe stories. And I'm sure that you have several clients that, well, let me ask you this. Is there a client that jumps out that is a relatively new business that's able to do business year-round, 24/7, around the clock?
Online, yes, there is. There's actually two ladies. They are up your way, I believe, in Connecticut, and they own a company called ShopModify.com. And one's a full-time lawyer. The other one is a full-time mom. And I think she's also teaching part-time. But ShopModify is a green clothing company, and that's what they do. That's their business there. as well as some other things. Because, like I said, one of them's a lawyer, and the other one is part-time teacher.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Well, what would you say to someone who's, wants to get a site, but is afraid that costs are prohibitive and that they're not technologically advanced enough, like me, to be able to function with one and to not be afraid of a website?
What I would say is that a website is a necessity. Don't consider going into business unless you get yourself a great website, because that's the first thing that people are going to look at. Even if you send them an email, first of all, nothing turns people off more than sending an email that's, Desiree@gmail.com or Desiree@AOL.com. People are not going to take you seriously unless you use your domain name for your business, like Bella Web Design or, AcmeIncorporated.com, something like that. And then
incorporating your business name.
Right.
Incorporating the business name into the domain.
Exactly. Or what you do, like AtlantaWebDesign.com or something like that. It for keywords, if you're trying to get on the internet, we've got a lot of real estate agents, like Atlanta Metro Real Estate, that's a client, and that gets those keywords out there. But that's a whole other topic. But the first thing that people are going to do is they're going to check out your email address and then go to your website from that. And if they go to a website that doesn't represent you well, really, you can get a very good website for $1,500. And that's going to represent
you well.
You're
not necessarily, and this is from all over the country, not necessarily saying only buy it from you. I mean, there are local providers, very good web designers all over.
That's an average. I mean, there are people who are selling websites for $500, but you're going to get a $500 website. I would say anything over $1,000 is going to be a pretty good website. And so if you invest that money into your, and believe me, if that's all you need to invest to get a website or to get your business off the ground besides buying a computer and a phone, that's pretty good for starting a business. Because, normally if you're trying to start a franchise, you need $10,000, $20,000 to start a franchise. So
it's interesting that you mentioned that, because right across the hall from me in the office, a person's coming in who's an acupuncturist.
Uh-huh.
And, it's a very nice office. It's got parking down below, but she's spending about $18,000 just to have two walls moved and doors installed to, and then she's in here painting herself on weekends while the carpenters are here during the week. So, the barriers to entry in an online business versus a brick business, we talk about brick versus click, they're not even in the same ballpark.
Right, exactly. So, make sure that you're hiring a web design company that has a very good reputation and look at their work. I'm amazed by the people that call us and I ask them, have you looked at our website? They haven't looked at our website. I'm amazed. Would you buy a painting from an artist if you didn't look at any of their other work?
Right. No, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing the number of people that go to networking events and don't bring business cards as well.
About their websites. I've seen that too. I don't have a business card because my website's awful.
Right. Well, I mean, that basically says, you don't care enough about your business. And if you don't care enough about your own business, the customer should be saying, well, then how are they going to provide me a service that is, professional for me to have the right attitude out there?
Exactly.
Let me tell our listeners that they're listening to John DePietro. It's the Journey to Success. Our special guest is Desiree Scales from Bella Web Design in the greater Atlanta area. She can be reached online at bellawebdesign.com. And if you want to send her an email directly to her that doesn't get filtered through her staff of thousands, it would be DESIREE@bellawebdesign.com. And if people want to know what other programs that we have here, or if you have a suggestion for a topic that you would like to see discussed on a program such as this, then feel free to write to me, and that's John at johndepietro.com, or click on the buttons on the front of the video on the web of this particular program. And also, you can feel free to visit my blog at www.johndepietro.typepad.com. And feel free to comment there on anything that you see. Desiree, we've got about a minute and a half left. Is there any final words that you want to say of encouragement to people who may be listening and wanting to talk to you about your service?
Well, what I can say is that the Internet is, don't be afraid of it, and use it to your advantage. If you need to look at starting a new business, you can find a lot of different resources online. I'm going to throw in how we met, John, really quick. We met through LinkedIn.com, which is an amazing story in itself.
Not Match.com.
Not eHarmony.com, LinkedIn.com. And we met because I answered one of your questions about the flip video online, and you were so intrigued. You contacted me, and I thought that was great, and now we've got this great connection. I mean, this is how powerful the web is and social networking. Network online. Go to LinkedIn today and create a profile if you don't have one already. But make sure you've got a great website behind it. You know, if you go on LinkedIn, if you create a Facebook profile, make sure your website reflects who you are and what you do, because people will ultimately go and check you out there at your website.
Right. And we're going to be offering special programs on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter in the very near future. So if you have an interest in being notified about that, just, again, email John at johndepietro.com. I mean, Desiree and I have gotten to be such good friends that whenever I go to Atlanta, we go over to eat at her house, and whenever she comes up to Boston, I take her to the North End with her family.
We play bocce ball in the back, right?
Exactly right. We play bocce ball. We park the car over by Harvard Yard.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I was at Harvard last week, and that's where I heard about the flip phone. This is just a week and a day that you and I have. Well, we haven't even known each other for a week, but you know, we're buds online, and we're planning other business ventures together. And I just think that if you're not taking full advantage of the enormous technical opportunities that are out there, and ladies and gentlemen, I am not a techie, and anything beyond the on and off button, and I have to call the help desk. But Desiree, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Sickbed, and we just want to tell you, you're listening to The Journey to Success. My name is John DePietro. Her name is Desiree Scales. And we're about to say bye-bye.